This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and salutations upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is a beautiful one. And that is, those who believe they have stronger love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Falling in love with Allah Rabbul Izzah is the greatest blessing that you and I can ever have. Falling in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always give you strength and ability to perform better fi dunya wal akhirah, in this life and the hereafter. But the most important thing is, who loves Allah more? And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have believe, they have stronger love for Allah. They are quite strong in loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would mean you do what Allah loves, and you dispel yourself, you distance yourself from things which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, the sign of that you love Allah more can be reflected in your actions. Number one, primarily in your iman, in your faith, and that basically showcase how attached are you with the kalam of Allah, Al-Quran. The more you love Allah, the more you will be with the words of Allah, Al-Quran. So if your attachment, if your connection, if your relationship is stronger with the Quran, that is a sign that you love Allah more. That is a sign that you have that attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. Because there is nothing that proves your relationship more stronger than your connection with the kalam of Allah, with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the glorious Quran. Also, if your actions, if your character is represented in a beautiful manner, that is a sign that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the people who have bad character, they don't have love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who believe in Allah, they have stronger iman in Allah, and they have beautiful conduct in their a'mal, in their actions, in their character. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, the nutshell message of this khutbah is, subhanallah, those who believe in Allah, they are stronger in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said there are three characteristics that a person has. He will taste the sweetness of iman. And that is, the first thing that he mentioned is the one who loves Allah and His Messenger more than anyone. So let us keep the love of Allah beyond everyone. Let us keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, as a priority in our life. Let us keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as number one, as He deserves to be number one in our lives. And remember that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he'll be with the one whom he loves. So if we love Allah, His Messenger, then inshallah we will be with Him in Akhirah. And that is our ultimate wish, to witness the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah Almighty to help us develop true and sincere love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a true believer. We ask Allah Almighty to bless and grant well-being to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates, and we ask Allah Almighty to shower His mercy and protection to this beautiful nation, the UAE, and all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and guidance to the entire humanity at large. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.